So with the time at 10:08, let's go over to Steve Burgess for the rest of the news.
Yes, thank you, and I'll explain what happened in a little more detail after the news. The points which I omitted are as follows. At a University of London Representative Council meeting last Wednesday evening, support was given to the National AUT's call for action over their pay in not marking final year exam papers. Also, the next Vice-Chancellor of the University, Lord Allen, gave a speech and answered questions mainly on disinvestment. Lord Allen, at present Provost of University College, will receive £23,000 per annum for this post. One of the things to be discussed at Monday's Union Council meeting is the Rents Guarantee Scheme, whereby students applying for rented accommodation can have the union as their guarantor to a landlord that they will pay their rent. Also on the agenda is a report from London Student Travel, Union Colours and Life Membership. An urn in Prince's Gardens risked damage last month when three solid oak benches were piled onto it. A tulip bed was also damaged. Mud, similar to that by the urn, was found in both lounges in Southside by cleaners. Mr. Ian Thomas, the new domestic manager, has expressed in a letter to Hugh Barrett his hope that this behaviour will be discouraged. The urn in question is over 100 years old and is made from marble and was displayed in the Great Exhibition. Well, with the time at 10:10, that is about it from IC Radio News for this evening. I might just explain what happened earlier on. We have a radio mic for the proceedings tomorrow, and we were sort of testing it out to make sure it would work okay on the day. And as part of that scheme, we tried to do the news from the entrance of Linstead Hall. However, if you'd seen the funny looks we were getting, you would be in no doubt as to why the news fell apart. Some you win, some you lose. Talking of which, hello, Alan.
Hello, Steve. Yes, right. Let me see. There must be some of our listeners wondering what you're talking about the thing tomorrow.
Oh, the thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
The thing. It's the rag fate, isn't it? With wonderful things from IC Radio, as well as all the other participators. But to talk about what I know, IC Radio tomorrow, of course. Lots of competitions, fun and games with Jamie Bell. Anything Capital can do, we can do better.
And we
shall be giving away Tom Robinson Band singles, which have been signed by the group themselves. Lots of posters, Kate Bush album, lots of
Autographed.
Yes, right.
Yes.
T-shirts, badges, the lot. So,
posters.
Yes, I said posters.
Oh, gosh. Didn't he do well?
Doubly bear.
Shall we play the music? All right, this one is dedicated to the Irish gentleman serving in a bar with a hang-up about soda water bottles. Good luck, mate.